Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bronchef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Who had? Screwball Radio live from Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. And my nigga King Eric. Motherfucking current events. My nigga Vomit. Sports. Let's go mix. What it do?
Yeah. Episode 124 underway. Have to be with y'all for another Saturday.
Yeah, man.
We got a dope show for today. Shout out everybody listening. By the way, I was just watching that Knicks game. Did they win that? Cause it was clutch. It was like 89.
No, we won that, man. I just said that. Go Knicks. Yeah. We won.
Yeah, because I was watching it, right? And I was watching, boom, they was up by 10. And I'm like, oh, all right. You know, shout out Jalen Brunson. You know, I'm like, all right, cool, they looking good. But then Donovan Mitchell went on his little streak, and it was like 92-91. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't watch this, so I changed it.
Oh, no.
I didn't want the disappointment, man.
We got things under control. This ain't 97, 90. We got things under control right now.
Right. Yeah, man, I ain't want the disappointment, so I was like, let me get up out of here.
Yeah, man, nah, I know what you mean, man, but nah, we coming through these days. We ain't letting niggas down.
Yeah, nah, they looking good, man. Yeah. They looking good, man. They definitely looking good. I just, you know. I watched my Yankees the other day, and I'm like, you know, they're going to go into this game good. Boom, first inning. They scored 9 on them, first inning. I'm like, oh, man, come on, Yankees. How y'all let this happen to you? They end up losing the game 11-2. I was like, damn it, man. So I ain't even watched that. Yeah, I ain't watched the rest of it. Nah, they look. Today they won. Today they won. But the other day they lost 11-2. And I was just like, damn it, man. Because the day before that, we beat them by 11-2. And then they came back and beat us 11-2.
We got a couple of teams in playoffs. We got hockey in playoffs. We got the Knicks. We got the Nets.
Yeah, shout out to Rangers.
New York is lit. New York is lit right now.
Yeah, New York is going to
come back.
Yeah,
that's
sure. And I think we got all caught around on the line.
Yeah, bring them on. Bring them on.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I can hear y'all.
What's good, homie?
Can you hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Introduce the homie. Introduce the homie correct.
That's what it is, yo, man. It's Pop the Brown Hornet from out of Stapleton, Staten Island at 10304. Boom, boom, fire!
All right. That's what's good, man.
Welcome to
the show, Don.
Original GP Wu member. Straight out of Staten Island. A Staten Island vet.
Yes.
Pop the Brown Hornet.
Yes, sir.
Word.
Yes, sir. Yes,
glad
sir.
Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me in the matrix.
Pop, let me ask you a question, man.
Yeah,
everybody call that Shaolin?
No. I mean, if you want to be hip, you know, if you want to be hip or whatever the case may be, it's like, yeah, Shaolin. But there's people that's from Staten Island that just like, before you called Staten Island Shaolin, it was Staten Island, or some people called it The Rock, because we would jump on the ferry or we'd be up wherever we was at. We was like, yeah, we headed back to The Rock. So Shaolin, you know, when the Wu came out, a lot of people gravitated towards it and things of that nature. But I think, like 25 years later, not as heavy as when it first came out, because, you know, the W really reps a certain part of Staten Island. So you'll hear it all over Staten Island. But a lot of different artists, you know, they might be from West Brighton, they might be from the Harbor, they could be from New Brighton, and they may call Staten Island something else.
Got you, got you. So the Wu originated from Stapleton, right, if I'm correct?
Yeah, I'm from Stapleton, Staten Island. Correct. You know, so that's where Ghost is from. That's where Shaheem is from. That's where Mac Wiles is from.
All right, so that's the motherfucking ground zero. That's the ground zero to the whole Shaolin, the whole fucking Wu-Tang shit. That's the ground zero.
Well, that's the beginning. That's the Stapleton is like, you know, that's where the seed was planted, you know. So that's where the movement originated. So everything has to have a beginning. So with the Wu-Tang movement, that's where it started. And then the clan, you know, derived from out of the movement. So, yeah, Stapleton is definitely the temple, as I like to call it, or the capital of Staten Island.
Yo, you know, I always wanted to know, like, who's the OG niggas from out there before the Wu, man? Like who was the niggas you was looking up to out there before the Wu popped off? Like, I know you had even some neighborhood niggas, or some niggas that made records.
Yeah. Before we came in and took reign, there was something called, there was the Paris Crew. The Paris Crew was from Stapleton. Everybody knows the Paris Crew. You know what I mean? So, and they was the one swarming. They was the elite. They showed us style. They made us know how to showed us how to fight. Stapleton was like a gated community. You know, we might fight amongst each other, but if you was an outsider, we was all going to turn on you. And we was more or less, you know, we definitely a fighting projects. But then a lot of great, you know, a lot of great people came from out of there, whether you know, just to society, whether it be lawyers, doctors, corrections, cotton, nurses, you know. So a lot of people, is a prideful area. We were more family orientated, but the Paris Crew was like the real first bad boys of Stapleton, like, you know, from the late 80s, early 80s, late, I meant to say late 70s, early 80s, when they was youngsters. And, you know, they were the men in the early days. So they was they called themselves the Paris Crew because they used to wear the nylons. DVD used to have nylons, but there was a DVD that was from Paris. The name of it was Paris Nylons. So they used to rock the Paris Nylons, and that's how they became the Paris Crew.
I think I had a few of them shits back in the days. Like the burgundy ones, the black ones. White one,
So shout out to the Paris Crew. Shout out to rest in peace Billy Johnson. Rest in peace Thomas Knight and Jimmy Knight. It's just a gang. I could go on and on. You know, I could go on and on. So when you talk about the Paris Crew, then we were the Gladiators, and then the Wu Tang came shortly thereafter. You know, shortly right there in the mix of the Gladiators being the movement, with the Wu-Tang came. So that's why you have GP and Wu. So when I tell the story, you know, people always connect the two together because that's where they both had their start from. So it was never supposed to be GP Wu. It was just supposed to be GP the Grain. But that was Hank Shockley. That was Hank Shockley's out there.
Well, what's the deal with all these Wu-Tang niggas, man? It's like a whole bunch of fucking niggas just claiming Wu-Tang that ain't Wu-Tang, man. How you feel about that?
Yeah, it's like Wu-Maniac.
It's fucking dope. I like that shit. I love it. But it's like niggas is like, yo, they claiming like they down with niggas like that. I'm like, okay. I guess they down, but I know. When did you attack the scene?
When I attacked the scene, I attacked the scene early, just the same time as when the W was coming out or when the UMCs was coming out. You know, I'm from that era. I'm from that cloth. When R&S, he's the producer of Shaheem and King Just and the UMCs, and I was one of the first people in R's crib. Crafting my style. So when the UMCs was coming through, I was already there. When Shaheen was coming through, I was already there. When King Just came through, I was already there. So I've been there.
It's a lot of talent coming up out of there, man, for real. It's like Queensbridge. It's a lot of talent coming up out of fucking Shaolin, man, for real. But we're going to have to just get into
To be honest, I don't even think individuals have scratched the surface because you've had the W for 27 years reigning supreme on Staten Island. So you haven't heard any other voices. So that's like being out of Queens and just hearing, 50 Cent old for 25 years, like never hearing Nas or never hearing, the Lost Boys or never hearing LL Cool J or never hearing, so the world has actually been deprived because, you think that Staten Island is just Shaolin. Like you feel so comfortable just saying, Shaolin. And the prideful people of Staten Island, now we calling this shit Staten Island. You know what I mean?
So that's the effect that y'all niggas had on the world, you know what I'm saying? That's the effect y'all had on it.
Yeah.
Shaolin.
Yeah. I mean, listen, like I said, I can't knock you, but like you know, there's a lot of talent here.
Super talented, man.
Yeah,
super talented.
Yeah, definitely Shaolin got a lot of hidden gems, that go overlooked because of the W, That's for certain.
Yes, sir. They made it a tough act to follow. Not to sound redundant, that's why the Brown Hornet made a comeback or whatever the case may be, just to fill a void, just to let it be known, I still got it lyrical wise, and that Staten Island has another, a different approach to this game. It doesn't have to be so one-sided. When I make music, You know, I make music for me first and then the world. I'm not geared about one certain area. I'm not coming gimmicky. I'm not coming for the streets. The streets need to be cleaned up. We live in 2023 and we're still losing. So I can't come out here with the same rhetoric that was spit in the 90s and expect to be successful. I have to make a change. These kids need a change. We're responsible. We're part of the reason why they're running around here doing half the stuff that they're doing. So as much as we've destroyed, it's time that we build as well.
You're damn right about that.
Yeah, because, even Shaheen, he's been coming back, dropping some new music. I had a chance to build with him at a Core Mega show. And, his whole mentality is different as well, Like, if it ain't about positive or uplifting, like, he don't really want to have nothing to do with it,
I mean, listen, that comes with maturity, He had to go through chambers in his life to come out with that end result. Look at his name. His name is Shaheen. He was never a gimmick. He was meant to be who he was. That was his given name, Shaheen. So, in knowing and having knowledge of self, once you have that knowledge of self and that tunnel becomes bright and you know what you're here for, then you can't play around with it. So it was like when I made Black on Black Crime, I make a whole bunch of other songs. I mean, I wrote Shit Is Real for Shaheen when he dropped his second album, So that was back in the 90s, but I wrote that, So, and that was my state of mind during those times. Yeah, I could write rhymes like that all day, but I knew that, to be a message carrier, to be an MC, and it's growing up off the golden era when you had the Public Enemies, the KRSs, when you had, the Poor Righteous Teachers, X-Clan, and, the Jungle Brothers and stuff like, the Native Tongue Movement, a lot of educated MCs, man, Brand Nubians. So there was so much knowledge that was really given to us for us not to really, we haven't dumbed it down. The underground is always going to be the underground. It's going to be official. But what they serenade the streets with on this commercial level is destroying us.
Yeah, they done changed the shit up.
You dropped on Black on Black Crime. Are you surprised that it took off like it did? Because in the climate, everybody was wearing, popping champagne and wearing shiny suits.
Nope, that's why I did it, because you gotta, in life, you brothers know who you are, and sometimes there was a time where you wanted to be in the in crowd, and then there was a time in your life where the in crowd would get your ass in trouble, so you had to, it wasn't all about fitting in, you had to learn how to stand out, and I knew Black on Black Crime was a song that was going to stand out, because, the other brothers was so great at doing what they were doing, I didn't want to get in there and get into a competition of, like I said, me, that wasn't my claim to fame to be a crack rapper. It just wasn't. I'm a lyricist. I'm an MC. I'm a soloist. So it wasn't for me to come out there and feel like I had to come out there and be something that I wasn't. I've always been Pop the Brown Hornet. I took my name from Bill Cosby cartoon. They tuned into the Brown Hornet, The Brown Hornet would give them a message. They would tune in, whatever the case may be. And at the end of the Brown Hornet show, he would hit them with a little knowledge. He would hit them with a little knowledge and help them out in their dilemma. So me as an MC, I'm supposed to hit you with knowledge. Hey, we can have fun. We can do all of those things in between. And at the end of the day, I got to let you know that, if I'm going to glorify or say cash rules everything around me, I got to let you know there's a flip side to that coin as well. So when Black on Black came out, I knew where I was coming from. And listen to the beat on Black on Black Crime. That shit crazy. I didn't, nobody had that. So was I surprised? Hell no, who came with the violins?
Yeah, it's time to get into the music. Saturday night, it's time to put the war. Time to get into some thunder.
Nobody came with the violence, man. Nobody came with the violence. That was deadly. That was when you hear that beat to this day. Rest in peace to Black Raw, man. And they jacked it real quick. Him and GD. He was like, "Yo, God, I seen him in Florida." He was like, "I love that beat. Yo, I'm a rhyme over." So, and it still rocks to this day. You have MCs, the Jewel Ortizes of the world, and things of that nature. They still rhyme to that beat. So, it's a classic.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, let's take it back. Let's take the people back to some early GP Wu joints. And so the people that don't know what Pop the Brown Hornet, where I don't even think there should be somebody that don't know who Pop the Brown Hornet is or who know what GP Wu is, let's give them some heat.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
We're going to start this off with Pass It Off, featuring Shaheen and Tech. Let's go, man. Call number 516-531-9596. We're on the line with Pop the Brown Hornet. Let's go.
Keep your finger on the trigger. I keep creating, producing, slaying favor that I gave you, like sugar for my neighbor. Save yourself, cause I can't hold it back any longer. Feelings of hate is getting stronger. Something in my mind taking over me. Could it be the Grim Reaper controlling me? I don't know, but I'm sick of this shit. One minute the niggas insane, the next legit. Check it, I'm on this mission like the one David Banner. And through my travels, I erupt in such a manner of explosion. Some say that I'm the chosen. Wisdom that I seek, leave a nigga still frozen. So give me my slack, you know what I'm asking for. The utmost respect, so I'm gonna tap the jaw. Better yet, I'm tired of playing Mr. Nice Guy. Take the two-piece combo to your eye. Uppercut, uppercut as I'm smashing. Consecutive body blows, ribs and crashing. The next time you wanna flex, better do it in a different direction. Cause all this is my shit. I'ma get mine as long as I do. Instead of try, don't sweat, I pump, don't suck a dick and die. It's business, order number one, catch wreck. Second, I'ma go state to state. Third, make connect. Next, when I get there, it'll be urgent. Stay no clean style, wash and detergent. Don't fight, I observe the street like the strike. Bite, and I carve you in your guts and starve you. No food, your thoughts go through hunger. Now I'm wrong for bringing the thunder in the song, it makes you wonder. All of a sudden, I can taste it. Meanwhile, wax was wasted. Challenge replaced it. Faced it, hitting the switches, fixing the glitches. Been through a lot of stitches of slinging and ditches. Down to French bitches, paying the cost and being the boss. And slinging boulders as a soldier and forced extortion. What the fuck can the nigga tell me? I don't know. I absorb all info to be a pro. I'm iller, striving to be a top filler. Smoking the killer and living the high life like Miller. I play the host at your funeral. You've been the victim to deadly lyrics. Has a puff of bone and reminisce about the bullshit you said. Be snarling out your head, you've been beheaded. On top of that, your tongue's been shredded. No longer will your mouth get that ass in trouble.
In the building, what's going on? Staten Island, Stapleton in the building.
Nothing but that fire. Yeah, big fire, man. I enjoyed that, yo. I love hearing niggas back in the day. Niggas sound real young, yo. Yes, sir. Niggas sound dumb. How old was he? Yes, sir. He sound like he's like fucking 10. Yo, niggas been doing hip hop forever, yo. That's dope, man. That's like Michael Jackson.
He was a baby.
You got to see Michael Jackson back in the days when he was a little nigga. Now, you know what I mean? That's how, that shit is so dope, man.
That pass it off, that was like a remix beat that R had to put together because we had got a call from, while we was in the studio, I got a call from Virgin Records or whatever the case may be. and they wanted a more softer, but the original actually features Big Daddy Kane. So you could go on YouTube maybe and say Pass It Off, maybe the remix with Big Daddy Kane, and you would hear the original beat, and you would hear Big Daddy Kane on it. Because down those times, you remember Big Daddy Kane used to always bring Shaheem out. So, you know, Shaheem was definitely trying to return the love and put Big Daddy Kane on the album. But it didn't make the cut. They wound up using that version, you know. It was a little softer or whatever. Even, you know, still effective. But the one with the Big Daddy was definitely more powerful. And then, you know, first things first, you got to recognize GP. You know, both tracks produced by R&S. So, you know, we were all, like, all individual artists. You know, Brown Hornet was, I was doing solo songs. You know, June was doing solo songs. Fans were doing solo songs down low. And then when Sha came along and more or less had the album, you know, R&S caught the production deal. And then individuals would go up, you know, to Oz and rhyme and put stuff together. I was more than a Johnny Come Lately. You know, I was still kicking around the block like, yeah. So, you know, I was a Johnny Come Lately as far as writing together and teaming up. You know, like I said, we were really solo artists. So to put it together and us to form, like, you know, the GP and manifesting with Shaheem. You know, he's a great talent back then and now, you know. Some, you know, so with the downloads, the June Lovers, you know, Rubber Bands is more of his age, but, you know, individuals from the Clan, with they, you know, a lot of people were influential with Sha. And I think he took that and manifested and became the man he is today. He's seen a lot of, you know, it's just like the little brother. You know, if you got 15 brothers and you the baby, you know, more than likely you're supposed to come out on top. You see the mistakes, you see this, you see that, you know. So it was definitely, like you said, he has a life. He's a lifer, you know. And a lot of us are. You know, we've been doing this for so long. You know, on wax, something different. Yeah, in the 90s, but we've been doing this. We've been doing this since the 80s. Staten Island didn't really have a voice in hip-hop when it came to the 80s. The Force and D's was it, and then everybody else was really fighting to bust through. So for the UMCs to come through first, then Shaheen, you know, then the W, King Just, then the Brown Hornet.
Shout out to the Force and D's, because they definitely put on for hip-hop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Force. I mean, the Force and D's. First, Force MCs to the Force MDs. They was the first to transform, you know, doing their hip hop and all of that, and then taking it and getting a record label and become, you know, singers. So, I mean, when
I never knew
when
what
they say,
MD stand for. What the MD stand for?
That's the Daniels. I think it's the Daniels family. Okay. Their last name. Yeah, Stevie did break it down to me, you know, but I think it stands for their family because it was, like I said, brothers and nephews. Jesse, rest in peace, was the uncle, and then TCD, Stevie D, brothers. And then I'm sure Mercury's like family. The only one that wasn't family out of the guys was Trisco. Trisco was actually a part of another like group, and they snatched him from that group and then put him down with the Force.
I got a question for you, Pop. I got a question. So your first album dropped in 93, right? The GP album. How come there was no other follow-up albums? Or did you all decide to go solo after that album?
The album actually dropped in 97. It didn't drop in 93. You know, we was coming out with singles and things of that nature prior to that. You know, 93, I had a single. My first probably piece of wax was Can You Woo 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 and Let's Go to Lap. So that was around 93, 94, something like that. I had a cover to it. But then when we signed to MCA in, like, 97 when we dropped the album, in hindsight looking at it right now, our deal was being influenced by other powers. So, like I said, when we came in there, we were dealing with Hank Shockley and we were dealing with Daddy O. You know, we took it to, on the up and up because they were big, you know, they were big about the black-on-black crime. They just figured they was going to give us a fair shot at us being GP the Green. So it wasn't until the last second when they showed us the album cover that it was like GP Wu, you know what I mean? So at that time, at that time the Jizzle was signed to Geffen. So a lot of Wu was in the building, you feel me? So even an individual who was on our road team, Sadiq, he was part of, you know, the Wu thing. So, and I think the fact that, you know, Method Man and Mary had a successful song, All I Need, Grammy winning, you know what I mean? So, it was a Grammy winning song. So we were kind of like GP. We were kind of under a little bit of pressure to try to take beats from RZA, and we felt like we didn't need that. We felt like, you know, we had R&S. We felt like we could really do it ourselves. We felt like we wanted to stand on our own too. So I think it was Hank's idea to really sign us to really be part of the, you know, maybe the Klan or somehow, some way. We really want. We felt, you know, when you listen to the album, we felt like, you know, we could stand on our own. We don't need to be underneath anybody's wingman. We got the same utensils over here as they do over there, you know. Don't overlook what we have over here, from the Shaheems to ourselves, or, you know, we, like I said, we was our own entity. So I think, you know, it just became a tug of war to where a second album, you know, it was offered to us, but to get their full support, they were, you know, they were reluctant to even say that, you know, you can do the album, but I can't promise you anything. So we on MCA, we on the R&B, you know, it's a big label, but they got Mary J, they got Casey and JoJo, they got, you know, they got a gang of other dudes that's paying the bills. So playing hardball, but wanting better. So, and I think that, you know, instead of, you know, we were, you know, like I said, we derailed ourselves only due to the fact that we didn't see the appreciation from the label, you know. Instead of having us stand out on our own and being GP the Green, they wanted to piggyback off someone else's fame.
Right. So for those that don't know, you know, Pop is also Ghostface's relative, right? Your first cousin.
Nah, we ain't first cousin. Me and Ghost was cool though. Listen, like, this is Staten Island. Like, I'm gonna tell you, our families go back. Our families go back to say that my mother and his mother went to junior high school together. You know what I mean? So, and they sung in the choir together. So our families, his mother, rest in peace, Miss Diane, was very close friends with my aunt B. You know what I mean? So our friends, Staten Island, before, you know, before this, so it was a slow borough, but everybody, you know, families knew each other. There's names that rocked out on Staten Island that, you know, before it was invaded, before, you know, other boroughs started moving out, Staten Island was like, if you see Dale, Briggs, Jackson, because certain names just, you know, the growth, or certain names just stood out. So, no, we're not blood family, but we've known each other since 10, 11 years old.
Okay, because when you search your name on the internet, that's how it comes up. Like, you know, you related
when
to Ghostface.
When you search my name on the internet, it also says I'm a Wu affiliate. So it says a lot of things on the internet that's not true, but you hand it from the horse's mouth, player. Boom, go fire.
Right,
what's
right.
up, DJ C-Note? Well, how you doing, though? What's good, player? Everything good?
Right. So, on another note, you know, when the Wu was starting, because, like, you know how you got the Hulu series, The Saga Continues, was you in any of that going on?
I don't know. I never watched it. I mean, they have their own story, and so I can't interfere with, you know, however they depict whatever story, fictional, you know, it's a fabricated story. But the era that they're talking about, I'm predated and I'm after, you know. We can both look at something and tell two different stories and probably be looking at the same thing, you know. So you'll get, you know, imagine if I told a story you'll look at, you'll see it in a different perspective, you know.
Right.
So
right.
I've never watched the series. I couldn't tell you, but I was around in that era.
It's still dope. It's still history. You know, you're still part of the Staten Island history. You know, I remember being little.
And,
my man's uncle lived out there, Reggie. And at that time, you had to take the Staten Island Ferry over. I don't even think that the Verrazano Bridge was finished at the time. I'm going back to, like, early 80s, maybe 88. Maybe 85.
Nah, that bridge was there. The bridge was there then. The guinea plank was up since like 60 something. plank been there for a minute.
Yeah, we had to take.
Yeah, the Verrazano been there for a minute. Oh. Yeah, but you just you had to have a car and all of that. But the ferry. Okay.
Yeah. I think he lived in Park Hill. If I'm correct. I mean, I was little. We was little, taking the 4 train all the way to what was that? What train stop was that? South Street Seaport. I think it was South Street Seaport.
It's close by there. You got Bowling Green. That's one stop near the ferry. Then you got the South Ferry stop. There's the last stop. You come up the stairs and you run into the ferry terminal. But the South Street Seaport is a little further down. Yeah, that's where the little fireworks and stuff go off at, right underneath the Brooklyn Bridge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm saying, I'm going back. You know, I'm 46, so that shit was like 88 when we went over there. I only been over there once, and that was the only time we went to go see his Uncle Reggie.
Yeah, you know what I want to do, right? I want to get back into some motherfucking Papa Pound Hornet. Word up.
I'm back in the duck. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. So, let's get back into the music. What's good? Look at the questions.
The Pop Hour right now. The Pop the Brown Hornet Hour on Schoolboy Radio, man. Let's get it popping. No doubt, man.
Bongo fire!
Yo, when I approach the battlefield, grab your neck and protect, and never neglect the blood spill. I'm being all I can be, like the army. Correct, I'm dropping more loads than dirty laundry. All four, embarrassing you like a cold sore. I'm locking niggas down like the law. The 8-ball must take a fall. Why it's like that? The white ball takes out the black. I'm deeper than the pain being felt through abortion. Got to pay the cost in, now this is extortion. Coming out your pockets like sperm, cause I'm forcing you sweating. I bring fear like I'm a jetting.
Showtime, y'all can put that shit to rest. Watch down, low record in one verse or less. Give me room, who the fuck is that? Who should be in the back frontin'? Like he a mad something with no stats, but you lack the intelligence to be a master. I season, never teasing for self-pleasing. I take them, get into them brain cells and rape them. Shake them, out of all reality and break them. Think you had enough of this roughness? Well, get the fuck out my chamber, nigga.
Took some time and a lot of thought to get my head together. It's like running for your gun, you might as well run forever. Depending on the stale dick, nigga, you ain't shit. Cause gladiators don't need guns to cause future conflicts. We hit like Mack trucks, what the fuck was you thinking? I got stuck, now I walk the streets without blinking. Cause I know the spotlight and rights. Greedy and grindy individuals in my cypher, forcing me to get hyper. Run up the steps, slide on top of the roof and play Mr. Sniper. 181 side, chamber danger. One in the head, I take your life out of anger. Intentionally get away with the crime and make it an unsolved mystery.
That's how that's supposed to be. Stop, it's down low, turn to rock. Give me the mic, look at the lock, shows the blocks. I got the ladder, and if I ever fall from the top, I'm gonna splatter, then heat my way back to hot. It's a natural fact, when it's wet, I count the act. Down low, lift the sound, R&S, lift the track, and take them back. You motherfucking right, it's like that.
rap. With double-edged swords in the map for your area. Bitches got me running from the cat. All I want is my M-O-N-E-Y down stack. Storm, GP connects like four. War, R&S tracks lay low. We got this shit here locked. We on top, the forgotten rock. Style in two dirty rotten spots. Make it hot by licking shots. Then pursue a homicide. Stop me from committing suicide.
Ice drip on my arm, rings flooded with bling, and you would think I was Lance Swan. socks, Gucci cologne. Expensive watch, $2,000 phone. I say casket Shaw, red carpet royalty. Runway fresh, they love my style of dress. Dressed to impress, catch me looking my best. With $1 million smile, not a penny less. Powerball pockets, your girl staring so hard, my butts are eye sockets. Pull off and something toppers. They stare so I'm out of sight, brag about my presence. Came up with the peasants, but placed amongst the legends. We're all born equal, but we move differently. All jokes aside, I'm what they wish they could be.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie, Brian Bomber, you can fly, motherfucker. Yo, you stay crushing them.
Some taste the fortune, the fame, or a combo of both. I do, I can't lie, I'm still stable to fly. Say I'm full or it's true, Gucci or Louis. I stay fresh like a wet bag of duty. The retro days, the champion craze. Look inside my closet, I got garments for days. Walking billboards, the streets follow my lead. Once they see me in it, they press to go and get it. Armani sweaters, handmade leathers. Them brim hats with the peacock feathers. Tailor-made suits, some silk and some suede. Special ed edition, that means I got it made. Marriott suite, Louis Vuitton seat. Cuban cigars, all types of foreign cars. I move different, wise, black, and gifted. Every time I get dressed, I would say it was scientific. The way I finesse, rock, smash, and slip. Style solid gold, I should have started in the Olympics. High on the podium, best dressed at the ball. Cross them all four seasons with the summer, spring, and fall.
Damn, Brown Bomber, every time I see you, you got on something new all the time, then you staple some fly.
Some taste the fortune, the fame, or a combo of both. I do, I can't lie, I'm still staple to fly. Say I'm full or it's true, Gucci or Louis. So I stay fresh like a wet bag of duty. Some taste the fortune, the fame, or a combo of both. I do, I can't lie, I'm still staple to fly. Say I'm full or it's true, Gucci or Louis. So I stay fresh like a wet bag of duty.
Like, yo, you sick with him fly, son. Yeah, 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 Scoobo Radio Live, The Matrix. Pop Brown Hornet Owl over here, man. What's goody?
So cool, oh, fire.
Yeah, man, that was energy right there. Oh.
Come back.
Yeah, you know, over here, Scoobo Radio. You know, we like to show love to the legends. We like to bring the new listeners up to speed, you know, and let them know, man, there's other artists out there, man, that have been dropping gems for years. And like you said,
hey,
you know.
What's on the agenda for you this year? And what you working on next, baby boy?
Yeah, I got the new single out now that I'm promoting. I'm shooting my shot, so, you know, second quarter, let that ride out. It's for the ladies or whatever the case may be, love song. Some pure hip-hop, you know, the beat, S.I.'s finest, up-and-coming producer from out of Stapleton, Staten Island. So that's what I'm doing really right now. I got my own clothing line, so I got a website, Staten Fly Station, www.statenflystation.shopify.com. I got a clothing line out, so... I got some materials, some hats, some hoodies, some T-shirts. I got some new stuff coming for the spring that I'll be throwing up there. But Shooting My Shot, that's what it's all about right now. We're talking about the present right here, right now. I got the new single, Shooting My Shot, and I'm just feeling good about that. Probably there'll be some visuals to that, and I'm going to let that ride out. Probably be an album from me. Yeah, I'm working on an album, but it's not coming till next year because I got a lot to say and it's going to be very different. And so, it's going to be different. So, but, you know, you'll hear probably a single or two.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm not even going to play around. I'm not playing around with a lot of the normal stuff, but I'll just wait. You know, we'll wait. I'll get the beats for that and all of that. But for right now, Shooting My Shot is a joint that's getting a lot of play around the globe, actually. I see, you know, shout out to MJ or whatever, hooking up a lot of interviews, a lot of the DJ blasters. I'm getting positive feedback. I'm doing crazy drops from all over the place. I'm getting hits from fam out of state. Yo, I just heard the joint. You know what I mean? So shooting my shot is what it's all about. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right here, right now. I don't know if y'all got the single or what, if y'all going to play that for.
Yeah. We saving the best for last, you know. We saving the best for last. I mean, a lot of your old stuff is I won't say it's the best.
No, and I appreciate that. Listen, I appreciate, like you said, I appreciate it. Sometimes, you know, there's fans out there, there's a new wave of hip-hop that's into lyrics. I mean, hip-hop has different genres now. So some people just into that mood. Some people want to get into whatever, you know, and there's people that's out and they're interested in lyrics. So I've had lyrics for decades. So I do appreciate you going back, playing my brothers, playing myself in the mix of all of this, so they can, you know, some people already know what it is, they can relate, and now we're bringing them up to date. We're still prevalent, still relevant, still out here doing what we love. And like I said, I do this for the hip-hop heads around the globe. So it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, my next-door neighbor or nothing like that. I'm energized when I see it affecting people around the planet. That's what hip-hop was all about. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate the memory lane.
Yeah, shout-out MJ. You know, she's one of our best, you know, she always putting me on, letting me know who's available, and I'm always like, yeah, bring them, we'll take them. You know, we don't just give anybody, like, we don't just bring anybody on the show. Like you have to be that guy. We don't ride waves. We don't care who's hot right now. It's about who got heat and who's legendary. You know, we always want to give our legends flowers over here. Like, all the legends deserve flowers, whether you was a big name, whether you was in the middle, or even, you know, you might have had a one-hit wonder, but we still want to give all the artists that deserve to be here, they shine. That's why we make the whole hour about the artists, so that way the people could go back and they could go Google, they could go Spotify, they could go whatever they use to stream music, they could go and pull up your catalog and run those numbers up, you know?
Greatly appreciated. Thank you. You know, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to the show. Shout out for y'all having me on the show. You know what I mean? Because everybody got different followers and listeners. So I definitely appreciate the flowers and for you guys to having me on your platform.
Oh, you're going to keep getting the love from us. Joe, you're going to keep getting the love from us.
That's the third.
Yeah, we got legendary black poet. You know, we got legendary black poet on the show with us. You know, he's been a vet in the game for years, and, you know, to have a vet like yourself, it's always good to get the time, you know, like, because a lot of people don't know about that time. So when you dropping jewels of how it was during that time, and poet dropping jewels of his time, like you said, when you was coming up, you know, you had the Wu umbrella, like, it was there. Same for Poet, you know, he had the Juice Crew umbrella that was there, and he was himself trying to come out of that, you know, even though he broke through, but you still had that big flag being waved in the beginning for Queensbridge as the same as the W for Staten Island and Stapleton Projects.
Yeah, I can see some similarities. I understand what you're saying, you know what I mean, and that's why individuals have to continue doing what they're doing because, you know, there would have been no Nas to say what the best thing would have come, you know, if Queensbridge would have stopped at just the Juice Crew, you know what I mean, and Molly Mall, so, you know, the Roxanne Shantays. So there was a new regime, you know, and it's just to add on. I'm not here to subtract anything, and I'm not here to subtract what the legends already did. You know, I'm just here to add on to that now. I'm here to enhance the joint. Right. Just
better,
let you know.
You know, there's got to be gumbo. There's got to be a lot of flavors in the pot. Like, you can't just give me vanilla and I'm supposed to like vanilla all the time. Like, you gotta have different varieties for the listeners.
Have you heard the Brown Hornet on the Underground Emperor? I told you, I'm Soul Brother number one from out the fifth borough, and I meant that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So on that note, we got the new single
right here that is Moses Shoot My Shot. We want to thank you for being a part
new
of
single
the archive.
From out, yeah, the new
yeah,
single
him,
from Dr. Brown Horner from out of Stapleton, Staten Island. We going to be shooting our shot around the globe. Yo, to any youngsters don't know how to talk to a woman, all you got to do is listen to this joint, man. This one's for you, man. A little free game, New York style, Staten Island, New York, Stapleton, stand up, 103.04. Bumble fire!
Let's go.
This thing right here, man, looking like an angel on earth, man. I gotta say something to this thing right here, man. What up?
You only called me.
Yeah, I'ma catch up to you later. I'ma go over here, man.
And I don't wanna
catch up with Shorty right here.
You still look precious like a diamond necklace. Girl, you wear well. I like the way you walk, love the way you smell. You're killing them, the devil got a spot for you in hell. If beauty was a crime, you'd be locked up in a cell with no bail. Doing life in jail, they'd have to throw away the key. Hit you with the book, you'll make a blind man look. Streets become a crook, you were blessed with some ice cream cones and birthday cake. Every night I'd have something to celebrate. You weigh a buck 60, but you're listed as a heavyweight. Pure knockout, poetry and motion. Take a trip just a two where the sky meets the ocean. Lay up on the sand and watch the sunset. Fall asleep between your thighs and watch the sunrise. Run my fingers through your hair while clutching your hips. The way you lick them lips, you got my dick doing flip-ups.
Damn, girl. You'll never be that.
About your past, this has to be your future. I wanna see you and be your cheerleader slash booster. Support you in your dreams and all your endeavors. Keep all those promises, you better love letters. Not here to subtract, I'm here to add on. Heaven sent, you're an angel in physical form. Blessed with all the attributes a man could desire. The fuel that ignites my eternal fire. The flame which could be seen from light years away. Equivalent to the sun, babe, you brighten up my day. Ray-Bans couldn't block your ultraviolet rays. Break out the whips and chains for your love and I'm a slave. I truly adore you, do anything for you. If you're crying out for help, I would never ignore you. I put that on guard, cross my heart and hope to die. Woman, you're the truth, so I never have to lie. I never have to cheat, cause you're the total package. If I'm living out this movie, you're the starring actress. My knee alone, my Holly Berry. I eat the cake and suck on your cherry. Be the first to admit, girl, you got me addicted. If love is a house, I'ma never get a, never get evicted.
Baby, you dealing with Benny Black the Mac. I'm not here to subtract. I would never do you wrong, I'm here to add on. Trust in the brother, lover, like no other.
Right state of mind, quality time. When in the lawful words, your love is feed me a line. Never felt like this, never thought I could. When I melt between your legs, it feels so damn good. Your attitude is milly, when we play fight, you're mad silly. You make my nature rise by the way you lick a filly. Who needs the ass master when they got you for me? With all the sacrifice, you keep a brother in shape. You was a diamond in the rough, now you the one I count on in the clutch situation. You come running, no hesitation. It's like we got the same destination. Laying up butt naked on permanent vacation. With my eyes closed, you the one I chose. Through the bullshit, you keep the soft scent of a rose. Come here, let me hug you, satisfy your needs. It's like you help me breathe, like the oxygen from trees. I'd hate to do you wrong, just make sure you do me right. Whenever it's dark, hell bring forth the light. Don't become an obstacle that I'll be forced to run through. Respect me and yourself and Papa always wants you. For real, pure dynamite action. More than a physical attraction. I'm from the new school, but keep it old fashioned. I show you love, love without you even asking.
And that's actual fact, baby. You know how I feel. I had to run up on you to tell you how I feel, man. I just had to let it loose. I don't know nothing about your past. I don't even know where you headed. I just want to be involved with you, baby. Just me and you.
And
the world.